Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality.
Hello, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and if you're listening in French, bonjour, je suis le Dr. Benjamin Jones, et si tu écoutes un espagnol, hola, soy el Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Hello, and I'm Claire Cares. Now, do horses have horoscopes? They do now, thank you to my Kickstarter campaign, Give a Horse a Horoscope. Find us on Kickstarter and do give generously. Not all horses are Sagittarians. And away we go.
So, well, joining us today, we have...
Joseph Starling. Yes.
Lovely to have you on the show.
That's what a lovely all right. name. Don't worry about it.
Yojo.
Sorry?
Yojo.
No,
Joseph.
Do you get Yojo a lot?
Nope.
Do you get what's the harming you little starling?
Yes, yeah. I get that a lot.
Do you get that a lot? Yeah.
Joseph Starling, darling.
No, I don't get that.
Do you get a nice warm hug when you need it?
Yeah,
that's
I
lovely.
Do.
Who from?
Well, Amelia, obviously.
And who's Amelia? One of the big hitters?
Yep, the wife.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Wine for the missus, whiskey for granddad, Carlin for Stalin.
No, I don't drink beer.
Mm. Okay. Any reason why?
I don't like who I am on it.
Ah, and do you like who you are off it?
Barely, but what does interest me is what I can be after it.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
The next day.
Yeah.
So hangover is a lovely Joseph.
I'll have a few beers. I'll lock myself up because I don't trust myself on it.
Okay.
The next day, suddenly it's business o'clock.
Wow.
And what time is business o'clock starting?
About 1 p.m.
So 1 p.m. business o'clock.
Yeah.
And what about from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.?
I'm out cold.
You're out cold.
I've had three beers. What do you think I am?
And Amelia?
Hmm.
Amelia, she's just ferreting around.
Ferreting? Is that a nice thing to say?
Yes, she just ferrets about.
Can I explain something to you, Joseph?
Yeah.
I've tricked you.
Ah. Okay, I didn't know it was a trick podcast. You're not recording.
I made you feel comfortable, and then I tricked you. I said, a few moments ago, whiskey for granddad, wine for the missus, Carlin for Stalin.
Yeah.
Wine for the missus. Why didn't you pull me up on that? Seems like a very sexist thing to say, quite blatantly. Claire Cares picked up on it, didn't you, Claire?
I did. I was nodding away like a nodding dog. Well, I was letting you, tie your own shoelaces into a noose.
Yeah, she was in on the trick.
Well,
what is your issue with women?
I've just been invited on this podcast, and I don't know you from Adam.
You say your wife was ferreting around. So a ferret is usually vermin. It's not wanted down someone's trousers.
It's not nice.
It's not nice. You might as well have said my wife was, weeding around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel at the moment like a minor character from the film Enemy at the Gates, and I don't like it.
You're going to need to explain to me the plot and the characters.
It's about snipers. I feel like you two have lured me into an alleyway.
Who's the enemy at your gate?
Thank you.
Amelia.
A woman?
Mm.
That's interesting.
No, it's not. We have pet ferrets. Yeah, that's it. We have pet ferrets, and one of them's called Amelia,
mm-hmm.
and one of them's called
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher.
Right. Mm.
You do struggle to say that, don't you?
Yeah.
Interesting name to pick, because if I had a couple of rodents around the house...
They're not rodents.
I'm not going to call them, something like, well, actually I can pronounce everything, but if I couldn't.
Can you?
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a name that you can't pronounce? Give it a go.
Blancmange.
No, you did that very successfully.
Squirrel. Yeah. I can't say squirrel.
Well, you manage.
Squirrel. You're managing it.
That's a lot of stab.
Give us one you can't say.
Squirrel.
For example, Sosonia.
Sosonia.
Yeah.
Solange. Solange.
Sausalia.
Sausalia.
Yeah.
Sausalia.
See, I can't say...
Sausalia.
No, Sausalia is what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is...
Sausalia.
Yeah.
Claire, what I'm trying to say is...
Peter.
Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah, can't say Sausalia.
Ooh, one step closer. One step closer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Let's get back to you. Let's do a quick flash game, psychology game, to see if you really do hate women, okay? There's no wrong or right answers. You just say the first is word association, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Stabbing.
Women.
Oh, dear.
You've fallen into another one of our classic traps. That one wasn't quite as subtle. But you've dived straight in.
Okay, let me give you another quick game. There's no wrong answer.
I feel like this is I feel like it's unfair. Again, I feel like you've shanghaied me, and I don't like it.
You're creating the narrative. It's not us.
Okay. There's no wrong answers. Okay, a lot of people hate women. It's very fashionable at
the
moment.
You know, as I said, I don't. I'm married. How could I be?
Okay. Are you married to a woman?
No.
Under lock and chain, isn't it? under lock and chain. Well, she let you out, is she?
It's a man. He's married to a man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's married to a man. So another case
closed.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jingly, jingly, listen. Okay, now here's another game.
Okay.
Okay, there's no wrong answers. Here we go. Tom Hanks or Tom Hanks?
What's the
question?
Who
do you prefer? It's a trick question. Mm-hmm. I'm building up to it.
I know.
I'm trying not to make it as easy as last time.
Just so you know, I do know the answer.
To this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the choice is Tom Hanks or?
Tom Hanks. Yeah. I've been very clear on that.
I'd go with Tom Hanks.
No, it's Tom Hanks.
Yes, what did I say? Tom Hanks, actually.
Yeah. What did I say?
Well, you said Tom Hanks.
How about the tape?
No, you said Tom Hanks. Yeah. We were all here. We listened.
Got it wrong. Sorry.
Tom Hanks or Meg Ryan?
Well, Tom Hanks.
No, it was Meg Ryan that time.
Yeah, time it was Meg
Ryan. Why did you go for the man?
The answer's written down.
Princess Diana, was she killed?
Well, this is a separate issue, but no, but I don't want to go into that.
So it was her own
stupid fault, was it?
No, she's still alive. She orchestrated the entire thing to increase sales of her album.
Deceitful, lying female.
Oh, tell me about it.
But by God, she can hold a tune.
Yeah, beautiful album, actually. Mm. There's a cover of Rocket Man on there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Rocket Man, I want to see you in your rocket night.
Please don't press my buttons like that. Okay, so...
That's the next line in the song.
Some more questioning, please. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Why do you think that you smell so badly?
Oh. Okay, again, this is not a thing I wanted to discuss. Oh, but
that's why you're here. Sorry, Sally.
I've been working very hard recently. I've been engaged in a lot of nocturnal activities to try and keep the business alive.
Nighttime.
And I feel like that's overwhelmed me slightly.
Sorry to yawn. What business are you in?
I sell starlings.
You sell starlings. That's lovely. So you breed the little birds.
Yeah,
you don't mind those birds. A wordplay joke.
So what have you been seeing then?
What do you mean seeing?
Nocturnal activities.
Oh, right. Well, that's when they... it's very difficult to put the starlings have a cloaca. And it's an entry and an exit, which I think is...
I've got an entry and an exit.
Thanks very much.
One's at the front, one's at the back.
nice. But they've combined that into one. They've consolidated all of their entries and exits into one single cloaca.
Wow.
So you can go in while something's coming out at the same time.
Wow.
That's
and
one
what?
Of the...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
One of the beautiful things about birds, I think.
Mm. What are the benefits?
Of?
Not having them as separates. You know, because I put whites and then darks.
Sure. I think one of the main benefits is that you can do your fucking at the same time that you're excreting.
Ah, now, you know...
for the busy bird on the go.
You know, right. Big Tony that I mentioned earlier, he does do that. Well, I mentioned him on a different podcast. He does do that. So very much sort of under the label of bath activity.
Right. Mm. Okay. Well, yeah, so these starlings go in for it and nighttime is the time when they get frisky.
Oh, that's beautiful in a way.
And then it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me because just you don't have to join the holes to do both things. You can do them anyway.
You can because my friend had a baby.
Do you feel like a nap?
Well... My friend had a baby and she pooped herself at the same time. And that's very much a case of something coming into the world and another thing coming into the world.
Yeah. This sort of must be horrible as a child to know that that's your mother's first thoughts of you is to shit on you.
That's a very good point, actually. And actually, she didn't bond with the baby at all.
Really?
No.
Oh.
So, something to think about there, Sally.
What's happened in your life that has driven you to a situation where you were going out at night and you were cutting up birds?
I'm not cutting up birds.
You're splitting them?
Well, yeah, from the nest. Mm-hmm. It's a very clear thing. So we breed the starlings in very different directions. So if you want like a giant starling, sort of chicken-sized, then we take off the bigger ones, we put them over there,
and
we pair them up.
Is it male and female starlings that you're doing this to?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
We have one gender-neutral starling.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Claircast, still here broadcasting for you. I think, well, I don't know what to think actually. I thought I had something and I don't.
I thought I had something too, Claire.
He's a little fox, he's a trickster. When he looks at me though, he laughed at one of my jokes. I don't think he hates women that much because not very many people do laugh at my jokes.
Did you realise Claire was a lady?
Now we get to it.
Well, the roll neck is difficult.
Now we get to it.
Are there tits under there?
There's two.
Okay, opinion's changing.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, what do you think about this case? I'm not sure if he is a sexist. I'd like to point the finger at that. I really would.
Well, yep. I mean, you know, he has been acting in that way.
I've been lured into traps.
Maybe
by this manipulative turtleneck wearer over here.
Relationships.
Why don't we find out a bit about the person you did settle down with?
Sure.
Who is this gentleman?
And what does he want?
Okay. So, I said earlier, Amelia was my wife. Mm. Amelia is the name of my husband. Amelia, in effect, is a disguise.
Mm. Like chameleon.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Yeah, we never thought of it like that. So, Camelia is a gentleman who I met at an illegal starling fight about 7 years ago.
Mm. I don't like them fighting.
No, no one does. That's why it's illegal. Have you ever been to a legal starling fight?
No.
It's mind games. They're not allowed to physically attack each other. So mm-hmm. you'll just see two starlings just try and figure each other out and sort of socially manipulate each other until one of them gets depression.
Wow, yeah. Like Coronation Street or something.
Sort of like Coronation
Street. Really trying
Street.
To figure out what's going on, what's yeah. happening. Mm-hmm. I watch it every week and I often get confused.
Well, you would probably do very well at the old legal starling fights down on the on Embankment.
Oh, lovely place for it.
Not the one in London.
Ah.
Yeah. Woking.
Mm-hmm. Ah, bit of a trip.
There's an embankment there. But the illegal starling fights is just proper bear talon fighting, and that is a lot of fun. A lot of fun, because you'll see them absolutely go at it and...
What's that got to do with your partner?
That's where I met him.
Yeah, oh, right.
So
yeah.
He was just a punter. He was down there chucking 50s down, you know, that sort
why
of
why did you say it was a woman at first? Just because
it's socially accepted. Yes.
Oh, it's distraction. It's distraction, Claire. You've been doing it the whole time. He's distracting us. He doesn't want to talk about the actual problem here, the birds.
Why does your dick hole stink so much? Sorry, I mean your arsehole. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want any affiliation with the gay community, so I didn't want to go straight to the arsehole, so I went round via the penis.
I'm not gay.
Oh, tell us more.
Well, you just have to have a wife, don't you, these days, so...
But what? Why the husband line?
Amelia, Camelia. Well, he suits me down to the ground. He
that's
gets
lovely.
My interests. He knows about the starlings. Mm-hmm.
And you married him?
We're married, technically married.
But you're not gay?
Different rooms, not gay.
Do you ever sleep together?
We have slept in the same bed twice, but I think that was, do you remember the storm of 87?
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a safety issue. And then the other one was after we had strapped the little girl child to the back of the starling. We felt a bit sort of sad because we knew that that starling probably would plummet at some point, would lose strength and plummet into the icy depths.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me give you a choice. You can be responsible for the death of one child.
Oof, here we go.
Or the death of three homosexual men.
Okay.
Which one are you going to choose?
What's the situation? Is this arts council sort of thing or?
Yeah, it's an arts council.
Is it?
It's a quiz. It's a fun game. It's a game.
It's just a fun game.
It's a psychology.
I guess choose the one child because that's less, isn't it?
Why are you deciding to kill off three gay men?
Ah, no, he's choosing to kill the child, aren't you?
Well, I don't know now.
Are you choosing to save the child, sorry?
No.
You are killing the child.
One's dying rather than three.
Oh, okay. You are killing the child.
Maybe, yeah.
So one to three.
But they're grown-ups. Are they grown-up, the gay people?
They're grown-ups.
Homosexual men.
I mean, how much of a life have they lived?
They're 30.
They're 30. They had a good
three
life.
Of them. They're very attractive.
Very attractive. Ooh,
one's on Grindr, one's in the theatre, and one works in the financial institutions.
Okay. They're contributing. And what's the child? Tell me about the child.
A bit annoying as the way the children are, you know?
Yeah, it's
desperate
it's a baby.
Milk. Desperate for milk.
Desperate for milk.
It's smart, good looking.
No, it's a baby. There's nothing happening yet.
No, isn't it?
Could be Hitler.
Good parents. Lovely parents.
Lovely parents and lovely the baby's got a lovely sort of you know,
like a tangerine sort
a lovely
of texture.
A lovely grip, if I want.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's gripping away. It's hungry for milk.
The baby reminds me a little bit of Sessuale Pan.
Oh.
Ah.
Right.
Why don't you use some headphones and you'll hear us more clearly?
I think what we've got on our hands is a bloody liar who hates women, just like my stepfather.
How does this liar thing keep coming up?
He's a liar.
I don't think it's that he hates women. I think it might be that you have been encouraged to hold a secret your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Society and maybe the people around you have,
yeah.
Yeah, have told you that, you know, it's not acceptable to be who you want to be.
Which is a gay man who hates women.
No, I told you I'm not gay.
Right. Oh, maybe that theory doesn't hold true then, BJ.
Well, maybe. What was your what would your friends say if you were gay? Let's play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Let's imagine I'm one of your friends, and or no, I'm you, and you're my friends, and I'm gonna now tell you.
But your name can't be Peter. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Hang on. So you're me.
I'm you.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, actually.
No, not that friend. I don't think that one friend would ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go again.
Oh, hello.
How you doing, man? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
Well, I didn't say that to you.
Yeah.
How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh, sweet, man. Yeah, go away. Go away for it.
Do you ever, oh my God, like...
Oh, no, spit it out, man. Spit it out.
No, it's just like I saw this guy the other day and I'm pretty sure he was gay and I was like...
Oh, sweet, man.
Yeah.
What's the details?
Oh, well, I'm the guy and I think I'm gay.
Oh, you saw yourself in a mirror, eh? You didn't tell me you got a new mirror.
Is that okay then, that I'm gay?
It's not okay that you didn't tell me you got a new mirror. Tell me about this mirror.
So it's a mirror.
Yeah?
It's a pretty standard size. You can see the top to toe. It's it's really
sounds
good.
Sounds like a tasty mirror, man. I like that. Congratulations, you know?
And what about the... bit where I told you I was gay.
Oh, I don't hear stuff like that, man. No, you do what you like. You put your dick in where in whoever you get permission. Hey, have at it, you know?
So you don't mind if I put my penis in with other men?
What?
You don't mind if I do that?
Tell me what? In a man?
Yeah.
You didn't say that. You said you were gay.
Yeah, exactly.
What? No, I need to hey, dictionary corner. What's gay mean?
No, it's okay. I'm not gay. I'm just joking. It was like, the mirror's really great.
Great. Yeah, no, it's okay. I thought you said you were gay. You put like putting your dick in other men.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones.
How you doing, man?
So we could see that.
Who's this? Where are you coming to the conversation?
Yeah? Okay. Now,
I was just chatting to Joseph Stalin just now.
Claire, what's happened here is that we've lost Stalin.
Yeah.
And we've gained one of his friends.
Hey, man. Who's this?
I apologize, Claire.
That was a really moving piece.
Yeah.
It didn't have the result I was hoping for.
No, we're now stuck with this gentleman.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for, man?
I was hoping for a better conclusion, more in time with the modern times.
Ah, it's great when you can both, you get the conclusion you like, yeah?
How do we get
okay.
Mr.
I've got an idea, Stalin back. What we do is we convince, we get this friend on side about the rights situations, and then he goes back and he accepts his friend, and then it's a new life for his friend.
I think I know how to do that.
Okay, great.
Hello, my friend. How's it going? All right.
Oh, man, it's like looking in a mirror.
Oh, yeah, I like mirrors. Yeah, tell me about your mirror, please.
Okay, it's like a mirror. You look in it.
Oh,
go,
yeah,
oh, look at
I
that.
Like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. It's really
doing?
Fantastic, Mr. Stalin.
Who is this?
I just want to tell you, Mr. Stalin, that it's okay that you're homosexual and I'm your friend and I don't mind about that. And I think whatever you want to be is fine by me as long as you're happy.
Thank you, sweet Martin.
Okay, see you later.
See you later, sweet Martin.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And I am in awe. Of you. Okay. Well. Sometimes crystals can't solve it. Sometimes spirulina doesn't do it. And you know what does? A good old Talksy Pops.
Good old Talksy Pops. And it was lovely talking to you today. We're sorry that we grilled you a little bit on the sexist thing. It was, you know, we got distracted. But we did get to the root of the problem in the end. And you are starting to smell a bit fresher.
And I would like to say that not all gay men hate women. And that's an important message going
absolutely.
Out in their lives now. In fact, I don't know one gay man. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the content. And it is just that. It's just content, okay? So keep going back for more. We love you and we all love each other. Good night.
Content.
Seriously, guys, you've got to like the podcast and subscribe to it and review it. I'm really serious, actually. Could you please just do that?
He's not fucking around, and he means it when he says he really would like you to behave like that and to put the effort in, because we have.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.